Bring your idea to life. Visit proclamvif.ca and apply today.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kokumonai. I'm your host, Haitongni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is...
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a Cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
Is this the untimely end of Milhouse?
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like. When doves cry, is this the untimely end?
Sharpen up us an oh yeah, Simone?
Oh yeah.
Yes. That was top notch.
Was it?
Top notch oh yeah.
I hope so.
Right here on CFRC, where we bring the heat every day, every Wednesday, all day, every day.
Every day.
That's what we're all about here at CFRC. Welcome.
No days off.
No days off here. We've been going strong since 1922.
Yeah.
Bringing the goods. I love it. You just heard brand new stuff from the Dolmans. It was called Ride On.
Ride On.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm excited today, Simone.
Are you?
I'm very excited.
Why are you excited, Jeff?
I'm excited because the stars have aligned, and today we get to do a all brand new playlist show.
Brand spanking new.
Brand spanking
new.
Shiny. Absolutely.
Oh.
Everything's like, the oldest song on today's program is 4 months old.
Wow, just a baby. Just little babes.
So, like, if you want to get in on what's going on in the world of pop and rock, you got to tune in for the next couple hours.
Right on.
You got us here till 10 o'clock, and boy, howdy, I'm excited. This is a good playlist.
Yeah, I can see your excitement. Yeah. You're just shaking.
We normally just play crap on this show. Today's going to be good. And we got a bit of everything. We got a lot of rock. We got some pop. We got some dancey stuff, some country.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Good job, Jeff.
Thank you. Let's not count our chickens just yet, I suppose. Like I said, you got us here until 10 o'clock. Today on the program, we're also going to talk about food from our sponsors at
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the neighborhood fed and happy.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about nerd news.
Yeah.
Got some movie stuff to talk about.
We do.
We got some Phil Lord and Chris Miller stuff to talk about.
Ooh.
The guys behind our favorite properties ever. You know, Project Hail Mary, Clone High.
Oh, lots of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about some events. I mean, it is Wednesday. The weekend is nigh upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Got to find out what's going on in and around K-Town.
You got to know what's going on. You just got to know.
Got to get your booties off the couch.
Yeah, get up and get going.
Just like today, get your dancing shoes on because we got some good stuff coming at you. Should we get to it?
We should.
Here's brand new stuff from the Sleeveens. This one's called
I Was Born on a Saturday Night.
My name's the Nerd.
And I'm the
Let's do it!
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Mm-hmm. cherche un trou pour m'y enterrer vivant. J'ai cherché partout, mais sans succès. Aidez-moi à oublier, à jeûner le passé qui se colle là, sous la peau et le cœur. Impossible de dormir.
Why don't you go back to your own house and stop bothering us?
Yeah. is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I try.
You could join the band.
Would they? Smell, do you think they'd let me?
They would.
Yeah.
Every funk band needs like a backup, three backup singers.
Yeah.
What would you call the doo-wop. Simone and the doo-wops.
Yeah.
Simone and the Moans.
Simone and the Moans. There I think go, that works. Yeah.
Smell a Ship, this group that we're hearing right now. Funky. They're coming to town in July. Yeah. Hot tip, yeah.
Right on.
They opened for George Carlin.
Oh, really?
No. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelics at Blues Fest. So we're going to try and get them in here. We're going to try and get them in here.
That'd be a big deal, I think.
I used to be roommates with the bass player, and
So you have the connections.
But then it's like remembering back to the squalor we used to live in. Maybe we're not on good terms. Oh. Maybe he's like, oh, I don't want to go hang out with this guy.
You think?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
You gotta try. You gotta try.
We'll shoot our shot.
Shoot your shot and see what happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for, people. We're here to inspire. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
It's Indie Wake Up Morning on Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's middle of the week. It's a 5-day week. We're back.
We're back and better than ever.
Back for hump dates. CFRC, the place to be. Best station in town, I think.
I think so.
I agree. Yeah. We're in agreement.
We're hot stuff.
We are hot stuff. You know who else is hot stuff? Chiesa.
You sure that's the pronunciation?
No. What do you think?
Keja?
Keja.
Maybe? I don't know.
Keja. K-I-E-S-Z-A.
Keja.
We're going to go with that. I'm going to go with Keja.
Keja?
Brand new stuff from Keja with When I'm Dancing. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. Brand new stuff. It's all new music today.
Mm-hmm.
We also had in that set The Lemon Twigs. You better take over. I got a coffee burp coming.
The Lemon Twigs with their song Two or Three.
Yeah, brand new stuff out of them. They're coming to Toronto pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Also in that set,
you've got The Sleevens with their song I Was Born on a Saturday Night.
Not too shabby. And we also heard from Chose Sauvage with Soul right here on Indie Wake Up. It's just me and Simone today. Vinny the Thrill is out on assignment, although we did get a special message from Vinny.
Oh, did he?
He didn't intend on me to like put this on the air.
Okay,
but
go for it.
Let's do it.
Hello, Your Grace. Good morning. Today is not a day that I will be available. I will be going to battle, the Battle of Toronto. Now, I will be there until tomorrow evening, but I would love to come next week.
There you go. There you go. You can tell that he's a Game of Thrones fan like the rest of us.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Vinny the Thrill is on assignment. So you got us today. Simone the Moan and Jeff the Nerd.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with you guys, talking trash and ready to smash. I don't know. What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, that's Kingston Reddit for you.
Yeah.
So what's going on this week? Anything new and exciting happened? Did you see any cool movies, Simone?
I did, actually.
We did.
You did.
We went and saw.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took the Middle Age Movie Club out to the Landmark Cinema, the big one.
Yes.
And what did we see?
Well, we saw Hail Mary.
You saw Project Hail Gosling, yeah.
Project Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was good.
It was good.
I thought it was very touching, very endearing.
It really was.
Very, very sweet.
Yeah.
You never, like, there's seemed to be multiple endings. Like, it almost ends and then it doesn't.
Right, yeah.
You know, which
not
is
as bad as Lord of the Rings, where it had 12 endings. Yeah.
Right. But it was good. Very touching. Like, I think it's something you could actually take your family to.
I got thinking about it.
Maybe the older kids.
I mean, I got thinking about that because someone came into our store, our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Food.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And they said, is it good for kids? And like, it's not a kid movie, but then I got thinking about Apollo 13 when we were younger.
Yeah.
That wasn't a kids movie. However, we all watched
it. We were all into it.
Yeah. So it's like a mature movie that kids can watch.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it, though.
Yeah. It was good.
So we saw it at the Landmark. It's been out for 3 weeks. The whole theater was packed. It was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a movie that people of all ages are checking out. I had a couple sitting next to
me. You did? They're canoodling?
They were canoodling.
Right beside you?
Yeah.
And you couldn't do anything about it?
Of course not. I can't. So they were canoodling, like those double wide chairs, and they were kind of like spooning a little bit and getting fresh. But then as the movie picked up, they were locked in. And by the end, whimpering. I heard sobbing.
They
had broken their embrace and they were like locked in
and
a little bit of emotion.
Yeah.
So if you were a young couple at the Landmark Cinema Friday night at the 7:10 screening of Project Hail Gosling, I was there.
You were there.
You couldn't escape my gaze.
Well, you know, there was quite a few moments in the film where it was dead silence.
That's
true. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, and not a peep in the whole theater.
Because that was
like you were all collectively just
in it.
In it.
I love when you do that at a movie theater. And again, because it was packed, no one had their phone out, no one was talking, there was no jib-jab.
Nothing.
I know the scene you mean. It was the one where they went fishing, right? I don't want to give it away because the people listening.
Yeah.
But it was the scene where they went fishing, and that was special. It was very, like, you could hear a pin drop.
You could.
So if you haven't checked out the movie yet, I highly recommend it. It's great on the big screen.
Yeah.
Vinny didn't like it. He posted on his Facebook.
He didn't enjoy it. I'm sure he'll let us know why.
He has his reasons.
He has his ideas.
We'll pin him down next week, and we'll get him. Yeah. Anything else exciting going on this week for you?
We played basketball.
Really?
That was fun.
You did?
We did.
Arcade basketball.
You were there.
I was there. That's right.
You bought the tokens for
those
our games.
Overpriced tokens.
Yeah.
Well,
it was fun.
And then we played like that weird little shooting game with the fake plastic guns. And then Our buddy Dave, who another Dave,
yeah,
who went with us, made the good point to remind me to wash my hands before I dig into my popcorn after touching those filthy arcade
from
guns.
All those kids.
They had 20 years of children putting it in their mouths and globbing onto it.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time.
Good times at the multiplex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. We'll have to figure out what the next flick is we're going to go check out. Other than that, it's been like an interesting week. We're on campus. We're here broadcasting live out of Queen's University campus, House of Learned Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exam period. Regular classes are over. Students are into exams. So the vibe is weird. You know, schedules are all over the place.
Yeah.
Pajamas are abound.
Are people pensive?
There's some pensive people.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that are pretty chill. So I like working downtown. You get to talk to the students. You get the... It's weird because you get varying levels of stress and pensiveness because you get one kid that'll say, oh my gosh, I've got three exams. I don't know what I'm going to do. But then you get another one that says, I've got three exams.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And then, you know, you get to talk to them about what they're going to do in the summer and what their jobs are. And
yeah.
It's interesting.
The kids are funny.
I like it. Yeah. The 25-year-old kids.
Yeah, the little kiddos.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so it's a fun kind of energy downtown right now. And everything's, you know, the weather's getting nicer, although it is rainy today. And there's a flood warning for Peterborough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you're in that area, goodness, keep an eye on the weather. They know.
Yeah.
So, you know, spring is springing.
Yeah, and you got your umbrella. You got your walking stick umbrella.
Yeah, and keep your eyes on the sidewalk because it'll be worm season pretty soon.
I always feel bad for them. And, like, I always look at the worms and go, like, how'd you get all the way over here?
I try to walk over them.
Yeah.
They've been on a journey.
They just dry out.
Yeah.
They just, die, like, when the sun comes out.
Poor little poop machines. They're crucial. I love them.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, you know what else is crucial that I love?
What else, Jeff?
Good music from a band called Good Kid.
Mm.
It's a double segue.
Good Kid.
Yeah.
With their song Ginger Lemonade.
Song of Summer. Mm. And like everything this morning, brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Crank it up to 11, people. You will barely regret it.
Let's go.
Can we hang out sometime? I'm living 2 feet behind my eyes, and everything that I have tried, a million ways to stay the same, but I've got an axe to grind, a voice I have yet to find, songs I cannot transcribe, and I can't really play and stay in time. Whatever I do, I fall behind, but now we're a crew. When the whole room and world unwinds, I know we'll be fine. And nothing's gonna change, nothing stays the same. Drink a lemonade until we all look going gray. Nothing's gonna change, drink a lemonade and green tea. Oh well, it may never go our way. Oh well, it's nothing that we can't face. Chaos and endless roads. We broke off a bit more than I was sold, but the fate is in mine alone. A million ways to change your tones. Now we've got enough new chords and lyrics we can't afford. So Davey, just get on board, and we can play tunes until we die. And when the whole room and world unwinds, I know that we too will all be fine. And nothing's gotta change, nothing stays the same. Change a lemonade until we all are going gray. Nothing's gotta change, change a lemonade and green tea. Oh well, it may never go our way. Oh well, it's nothing that we can't face.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
Just hurt my brain, but will it seem the same? It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This is CFRC, the place to be. Brand new stuff from Boy Wonder and Nelly Furtado.
Nelly, that was great.
That was great.
That was a good bop.
It was a great bop.
Yeah.
It's called Electric Circus. You remember Electric Circus?
I do. Do you guys remember it?
Oh, to be a career go-go dancer
would
be
dancing.
Fun.
Just dancing, having a good time.
Absolutely.
Packed.
Man, I miss City TV and Much Music and what they used to stand for.
It was fun. Fun times,
then they sold out and became too much like MTV, and then it just went downhill from there. I don't know. I guess that's what CFRC is for me, is like the closest thing we've got to, you know, being a cool entertainment entity.
Right. Original.
Yeah.
Special. Unique.
And why we have a car hanging out of the side of the building, too. Also in that last set, before Boy Wonder and Nelly Furtado, we had Shapes of Things by Wild Billy Childish. We also had Ruby and the Clumsy Dollies with Wait on Me. And we open it up with Ginger Lemonade by Toronto's own Good Kid. All brand new.
Brand spanking new.
Stars have aligned. The lunar eclipse has done something. Mercury's in retrograde, and everything on today's show is brand spanking new. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen often, and when it does, I love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel cool.
You feel cool?
I feel hip.
You feel hip? You feel like you're with it?
We're on the cutting edge, yes. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, we're with it.
It's the X Factor?
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it. Awesome. My name's Shep the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And we like to talk this segment about food. Our tumblies are rumbly. It's 8:45, and we like to talk, it's our breakfast nook segment. Mm-hmm. Sponsored
by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine what?
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Excellent.
Yes.
So your pinky was fully in the air on that yeah. one. Old Farm Fine Foods is downtown in historic Kingston, Ontario.
Yep.
Sitting pretty in the Limestone City.
Absolutely.
It's the power intersection. You got Chalmers United Church. You got Sydenham Street Elementary. You got a Queen's University parking lot. They're the best parking lots because they're the most expensive.
Yeah.
And then you got Old Farm Fine Foods.
Right there.
Yeah.
That brick building.
The brick building with the amazing aroma coming out of it.
Yeah, because everything's fresh.
Absolutely. Today,
everything's in the moment.
Ooh, it's so good.
Everything's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, go there.
It's exam season for students, so frozen entrees, once again, are like the big ticket items.
Yeah.
So you want to get down there and get yourself...
Get yourself a meat pie, pot pie.
Oh, pot pie. The one I had that was really good was the smoked ham, grilled pineapple, scalloped potatoes with cheddar, and then I forget the term, there's a name for it, but it's green peas cooked with pearl onions and bacon bits.
Wow, speak to me.
Oh, so good.
Sounds really good.
Get down there and get one of those before I eat them all. Mm-hmm. Also, the grilled sandwiches, that's what you're going to want to get. Get that nice big Reuben sandwich, smoked meat, sauerkraut, pickle, mustard, mayo, onion, dressing.
It's so good.
Swiss cheese and love.
Lots of love.
You throw that on the panini grill, you have a little chit-chat with myself, find out what's going on in Nerdtown.
Yeah.
Then you get your sandwich, you get the heck out.
Yeah, so you got your social time, you got your food.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you need?
It's a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Again, with the exam period going on, everyone's schedules are kind of all over the place in a good way.
Yeah.
So people are kind of moseying in, talking about, you know, what's going on with exams and what's going on with finals. And
what's going on in life. Like, how's life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a good time of year. Transitionary, you know, or getting out of winter. Getting into summer mode slowly.
Yeah. So are you going to order any shirts for the upcoming spring, summer? Any ideas?
I've got a bunch of Cabana already.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been nice enough out to really, like, to show.
Well, you've got flamingos on
but
today.
But it's dark blue.
Which I love. I like
and
it.
And little flamingos. I haven't busted out the flamboyant stuff yet.
Not yet.
Not like the big, like, I'm waiting for, like, the hotter weather.
Yeah, when it gets, it was a little bit warm. Did you find it warm last night?
Maybe. It was a little bit of thunder.
Warm.
Yeah. Ahead of the thunderstorms or whatever. Yeah. Saturday was gorgeous, though. It was in downtown Kingston on Saturday.
Downtown Kingston.
Oh, fantastic.
Where it all begins. Remember that?
No, I don't. Was that a thing?
That was a thing.
Straight
that was
out of
a
CKWS?
Little jingle. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well,
is. Fun times in Kingston in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Thank you. Was not around in the 90s.
It wasn't?
No, it's only 15 years old now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'd think it was always there.
You'd think so, yeah. But I found it when I was out on Saturday. I went to a BSC skate shop, and they were selling Old Farm Fine prints. They had a photographer in town, did a set on, like, convenience store, corner stores with, like, not an edge, but, like, kind of, like, an original look.
Yeah.
You had Bedoras, you had Barrences, you had Old Farm
Barrences,
Fine Foods.
Yeah.
So get down to BSC, get a picture of Old Farm, or just go to Old Farm and take a picture.
Yeah, just come down.
Why not?
Take a picture and then come inside.
Get a sandwich.
Get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactamundo.
Right on.
Feeding the masses. That's what we're doing over
That's what
Old
you
Farm.
Guys do. It's the Lord's work.
Thank
I
you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No ice cream yet, though. People have been asking for ice cream, and we're not there
the
yet.
The kids coming in and asking for ice cream?
They're kicking the door down. This young man who's in kindergarten named Cheetah Man.
Cheetah Man?
Because he comes in and roars at me. Almost every day. He's been looking for the ice cream.
Oh.
It's not coming yet. Sorry,
okay,
Cheetah Man.
Sorry, Cheetah Man.
Yeah, it'll happen, yeah. The best is when you get, like, Cheetah Man, who's probably, like, 5, and, like, the 95-year-old retired economist in at the same time, and they're, like, interacting.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Old Farm.
Yeah.
As the owner, Steve, says.
All these intersections.
Yeah, it's where the elite and the underworld meet.
The elite
Steve
and the
says.
Underworld.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good. Again, probably because of the neighborhood. You got Cinnamon on one side, you got Queens Campus on the other. Mm-hmm. The Old Farm's been around a long time, you know, long enough that it's like an institution.
The underworld. Tell me more about that.
The underworld?
Yeah.
Wow, Kingston's got an underworld, of course.
I suppose.
You're looking at it, Simone. Although you told me something off air before the show started.
What did I tell you?
I'm not going to say it on air because you'd be implicated.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
You watched something happen.
Oh, dear. What did I say?
I think you're the underworld.
You think it's me? It's me. This whole time,
I knew something was
villain?
Up. Yeah, exactly. We're the underworld, and the staff at CFRC are the elite.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The way it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're
up to no good.
Up to no good.
Got side eye. Yeah.
Oh, shade.
Get into Old Farm and get some shade.
Some shade.
Get some sandwich and shade. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
It is almost 9 o'clock. After which we're going to do our community events roundup. We're going to talk about some events that are going on in and around Kingston this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Find out what you can do to get your buns off that couch.
Get social. Yeah.
Get meeting some people.
Yeah. Make some friends. Make some memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do something fun.
You can make some memories with us, though, for the next little bit, because we're going to play ourselves till 9 o'clock. Again, it's our brand new music showcase. Everything's brand spanking new.
Everything's new.
We got this new band that all the hipsters are talking about out of Quebec, this duo called Angine de...
Poitrain?
Yeah. Are we on the Poitrain train?
Poitrain?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we are on this train. Let's
funky.
Go.
So this is kind of like an instrumental break for 10 minutes before we get back to the tunes.
All right.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Sarnies?
By Angine de Poitrain on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thanks for the save.
Yeah.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Welcome to intermission.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Hello.
Hi. We are
Hot.
And you are listening to CFRC.